This is a tale of two family farms. The first is the Argenbrights in the rolling hills of west central Iowa, near Panora.
There's a few coming up right here.
Yeah.
They're just coming out.
Jim Argenbright didn't plant these soybeans he's admiring on his land. His son Tom did. 3 years ago, Jim Argenbright, now 83, stopped managing the crops on his 160 acres. Only the livestock still rely on him.
Yeah, I only have 12 cows and a bull and 8 calves.
Of Jim Argenbright's 8 children, only Tom farms full-time. In addition to renting his parents' home farm, Tom Argenbright has his own land and other rented ground. He farms 1,500 acres in all. Along the rural road that leads here from town, several mailboxes say Argenbright. The family legacy matters to them. Some of Tom Argenbright's land came from an uncle.
It's not just any ground you're purchasing now. It's part of the original Argenbright land, and it's up to you to keep a hold of it through good times and bad.
Tom Argenbright, who's 53, says he and his siblings are committed to keeping their parents' land in the family, too. That's what their dad hopes.
I doubt this anybody sells it. Somebody might sell their share or something to, and then the others would buy it. Or someone else in the family would buy it.
And you could plan it so that if someone didn't want it, they would sell to the rest of the family.
Yeah. I got to do some things like that.
Because even though Jim Argenbright doesn't like the word retire, he and thousands of other farmers of his generation are poised to segue out of the daily work of farming and eventually land ownership.
It's pretty ominous, the number of farmers that plan to retire in the next 5 to 10 years.
That's Randy Hertz of Hertz Farm Management. He's a financial planner who sometimes works with landowners on transitions. He's talking about the 42% of Iowa farmers who said in 2008 they expected to retire within a decade. No one knows how many actually have retired or planned for the transition.
And they really don't have, some of them have no plan. And the default succession plan is, well, I guess we'll just rent it to somebody in the neighborhood.
But even a comprehensive succession plan can still disrupt the family dynamic. And that brings us to the Green family.
Everything's out of the 70s.
Muscovy ducks waddle through puddles, and pigs, sheep, and cows graze together amid abandoned equipment here at Green's Organics in Conrad, Iowa, about 100 miles from the Argenbright farm. Driving a small tractor among the buildings, 27-year-old Devin Green laments the age and, in some cases, crumbling nature of the infrastructure.
There's not a lot of modern type of stuff. I just put up this hoop building this last year, which, according to my bank, was a very substantial risk because I do not own the land that it sits on.
Who owns the land? Green's grandparents, aunts and uncles, and mother, as part of a family corporation. Green's father, Charles, who was also a shareholder, died last September. Together, they had converted the cropland to organic and direct marketed meat and dairy. But with Charles Green gone, the family shareholders are looking more critically at what they want from the land.
Being certified or organic, I probably deviated from that vision of we want to be a large grain production farm.
Green pays rent to the family corporation, and he's diplomatic. He cares greatly about maintaining a good relationship with his family. But the growing disconnect between farm ownership and farming frustrates him.
They all want to keep it a family farm, and they don't want to sell. But the gray area is, in the plat book, it carries our family name. But is the tenant going to be a person of the family, or is it going to be cash rent to the highest bidder?
He's working the family land this season, but his future remains uncertain.
My real dream is to be able to own the farm. And my family's already stated there's no way that's going to happen here.
The corporate structure allows Green's non-farming family members to hold on to the legacy for both nostalgia and the significant investment value of Iowa farmland. But other families sell when there's no one left to farm. That gives Devin Green hope he could someday buy his own farm and bring the family dream with him. In Conrad, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.